to Sirius and Beyond, this time on Culture File. Cork-born artist George Bolster has spent time over the last few years observing the search for extraterrestrial life, working with the scientists at SETI in California as they scan the skies for signals from distant civilizations, signs spilling towards us across the frantic, noisy expanse of space. But is there anybody out there? Bolster's current exhibition at Sirius Art Center in Cove, Tatooine, Sci-Fi Becoming Reality, imagines via a drifting room-sized mobile or a panoramic tapestry that the answer is yes, because just maybe that's how the answer becomes yes.
I think the human brain works on intuition, and I think so much of that is thwarted by conditioning. My name is George Bolster. I'm an Irish artist, born in Cork. I am based in New York, and I have worked predominantly with issues related to science and art, especially those related to the search for extraterrestrial intelligence and the research of NASA Kepler scientists over the last 4 years. SETI stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Essentially, they use oral and optical search devices. So that technically means that they're looking for visual artificial signals that occur outside the bandwidth of nature, and also radio signals that occur outside the bandwidth of nature. So essentially, they're looking for artificially made signals like the ones produced by Earth-based radio stations that have been going out into space since the dawn of radio. Nothing has been found as yet in terms of an intelligent signal that could come from another civilization. According to the astronomer Jill Tarter, the search so far has been comparable to taking a glass of water out of the ocean. That gives you an idea of how much exploration there is to do. It's a massive search, and it is one of the most exciting explorations of our time. When you arrive at the Allen Telescope Array, I mean, firstly, it's Northern California. You're driving out from San Francisco to almost 8 hours of driving through kind of dirt roads or forests, and then it becomes much more arid, and it's almost like a Nevada-type landscape. And so within this kind of somewhere between the desert and a forest is the Allen Telescope Array. And so you arrive at a kind of a small little forest area, and then you're taken to the scientific housing where everyone stays, and then you walk the rest of the way down this road because they prefer not to have interference. And there is so much radio now, or so much competing radio signals, that you have to try and find places that are somehow protected from receiving them. Suddenly you see these massive dishes everywhere. They're a gigantic scale, and they're moving as they search for different signals from planets that are within the Goldilocks zone. And the Goldilocks zone means that they're close enough to their sun or star to sustain life. I've been working with a lot of different scientists, but one of the scientists I was working with, Laurence Doyle, he found a planet named Kepler-16b, which is the scientific reference for the planet. It was a circumbinary planet, which means that it orbits two suns. Until that point, scientists thought this was a physical impossibility. And so upon finding this planet that orbited two suns, he contacted George Lucas to ask if they could call the planet after the home planet of Luke Skywalker from Star Wars. And so you have this planet which is now called Tatooine, after the circumbinary planet that existed fictionally in Star Wars, which has now been proved to be a factual planet that really exists. It's a very interesting idea that so much of science fiction is continually coming to pass. So the actual piece itself is this room within a room. So it's a circular 9 foot tall panoramic image depicting Hat Creek and the radio telescopes at Allen Telescope Array. And so I was interested in the idea of making Kepler 16b the site of another intelligent life form searching for us through the same technology. So you have this massive panoramic vision of what it would be like on Kepler 16b. And because Kepler 16b has two suns, it has two rainbows whenever it rains.
And they crisscross as well.
They would crisscross.
The surprising thing about the way you've depicted it is the technique. We could almost imagine that this would be rendered in a VR experience, what life on Tatooine would be like. And you've taken the opposite direction.
I have, but it's deceptive in that I was looking at the idea of the founding of digital images and digital imagery, and then also the internet or the transference of images. And so I was looking at the first mapping of the moon, which was all done through film and telemetry. And so in this piece, you have a reference to that through binary code. So it looks like tapestry, but essentially it's Jacquard, and it is. Jacquard was the first industrial loom to use a computerized system. And so it used this card system that Turing looked at to develop the Enigma machine to decipher the Nazi codes during the Second World War. So I was interested in this appearance of something that has been with us since the invention of the loom, which is tapestry, and then also it having this discrete history of being incredibly important as a machine to not only make digital images, but found the kind of systems that we use today for everything.
George Bolster there, and his Tatooine sci-fi becoming reality is at Sirius Arts Centre in Cove until November 2nd.